Call the City of Dyer Mayor and Board of Auto Person meeting December 12th, 2016 to order. First order of business will be to approve the minutes November 28th, 2016.
Mayor, I make a motion to approve the minutes.
Motion made in second. During the discussion. Now we'll call the roll. Start with Stu and go right. Motion carried. Visitor section. If there's any visitors. Mayor's report. Personal days. I didn't bring that up at the last meeting or whatever. Do we want to give personal days to the employees like we do every year or not? One personal day. An additional personal day.
It's a holiday bonus or...
Right.
Yeah, that's right. We did do that, didn't we?
What would it be? What day would it be?
Any day that they choose, as long as it's after January 1st.
Oh, it will not be before.
It's on next year's leave.
And this is simply a bonus that we're giving.
Right.
Make a motion that we give all employees of the City of Dyer one additional day as a bonus for their employment here, effective after January the 1st, 2017.
So... Motion second. Is there any discussion?
So how many does that make?
Three.
Everybody has three personal days?
Well, if you've been here longer, you get more.
Yeah.
Everybody gets at least three.
This will not count as vacation.
No, it's
not. We bought that.
No, it's just personal. Yeah. Any more discussion?
So right now, this past year, they got two.
No.
2 to 5, depending on how long they've been here.
Depending on how long they get, they're here.
Six will be the most that anyone can.
So it's got a cap on it?
Yes.
How long did it take to get six?
5 years.
So it's 10 years to get 5 days.
Do what?
10 years.
To get 5 days?
To get 5 days.
I would think 5 would be a max or something like that.
It is
that.
A max.
That's a max. Okay.
All right. Any more discussion? Now we'll go row. Start Miss Belinda. Go left.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Over the weekend, I talked to the National Guard. They're going to get with us in January and come down and give us some kind of estimates and let us know what they can do about their paving on North and South Main, training purposes for them. They'll talk to us a little more about that whenever they come in. Corey Kenton did come in at one time and sit down and talk with us before, and he has changed, and he said he would have got back beforehand, but he just got back from Romania, and he's going to send the group that does that now down in January to kind of give an estimate and see what it would cost for them to do it. They do that under training, and it's a long drawn out process. It's not just an overnight thing. So, have board member for an unexpired term, Richard Edwards, to appoint to the industrial board tonight. Ask for the board to make a motion to do that.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Is there any discussion?
I didn't hear. What was that about? Richard Edwards what?
Appoint him to the industrial board.
Appoint him to the industrial board.
Yes.
Reappoint. Reappoint. Okay.
It's an unexpired term of May 8th, 2020.
Why would we need to reappoint if the term doesn't expire?
His term is already expired. Any more discussion? Now, call the roll, start with Ray and go left. Motion carried. On the Board of Zoning Appeals, like to go ahead and reappoint Melvin Hall, Johnny McCurdy, and Brian Cathy. There are the three members. They all show up and they all do their what they're supposed to when they're here. I nominate Melvin Hall, Johnny McCurdy, and Brian Cathy.
So moved.
Second.
Motion and second. Is there any discussion?
Just out of curiosity, when was the last time they had to meet?
November.
They've met like three times.
Was it just a regularly scheduled meeting?
They meet to consider variances to the zoning ordinance. And so if somebody wants, if you want to build a garage on your house and it's 2 feet too close to the road, they can grant a variance based on distance. It's normally stuff like that. Rezoning, the Planning Commission, the City Board does that, but it's normally something with lot lines or things like that. They had to grant a variance. We had a new business that went into a residential area. That is not a traditional home-based business. They had to grant a variance to allow that business, for example.
I guess it's not necessary, but it'd be nice if we knew when they were going to meet. So we could come and sit and listen if we desired.
Do they put it in the paper or what the variance is?
There are very few things that actually have to go in the paper. Most of the time we post a notice here that they're going to meet at a certain time and date for a certain purpose.
Well, how would an individual know if it's adjoining their property or something, if they're in favor or not? Come down here every day and read what's on the door? It should be in the paper.
Normally, if it affects an adjoining property owner,
yes,
you're supposed to give notice to all the adjoining property owners if it's next to them, if it's going to affect their lot line.
Okay.
So.
Any more discussion? Now we'll call the roll, start with Judy and go right.
Aye.
Motion carried. Lee Street had a sewer line that was messed up. Thursday night, Stephen and them worked till about 6:30, and they stopped the best place they could. The sewer line kept crumbling apart every time they touch it. That is one of the sewer lines that is going to be in the grant to be slip lined. So just want you guys to be aware of that. Fire reports. Fire.
Mayor, I assume that the board will not be meeting any more this year. Is that assumption?
Not sure.
The reason I'm asking, they're progressing with the tanker, and we have not approved the lettering and striping of the cab. Can't get an estimate until we get it back here and he can actually look at it, but it would be less than what the service company was done for, and it was done for $975. So I thought I'd go ahead and get approval up to, it'll be less than that, but up to $975, so we can get them to.
As of right now, it looks like we will be having one more meeting. We're not 100% sure yet.
So I would ask you to get approval for clarity and striping for the tanker 909 designs, not to exceed 975. It should be quite a bit less than that.
Okay.
If we can get that approved, then when it gets here, we can go ahead and do that.
Okay.
Mr. Mayor, I make a motion that we allow the spending of not up to $975 for the striping and lettering on the tanker truck for the fire department.
Second.
When they get it back.
Motion made and second. Is there any discussion?
Even if it is $975, we're still going to be way under budget on that, aren't we?
Yeah, we're still going to be almost $5,000 for those things.
Is that all we like?
Probably not. We don't know. It's real close, isn't it, Roger? Maybe a little something here or there, but it's not going to be.
We'll probably wind up getting a battery charger for the rescue truck. It's not a huge expense.
Any more discussion? Not for Colorado State Machine, right?
Aye.
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 Aye.